So the first part of the daf, the way, way, way easier part of the daf, discussed whether or not a suma is allowed a shecht. And the truth is, it's a mefurash mishnah. Hashoichet balayla v'chein hasuma sheshachat shechita sekshen. The mishnah is mavur that a suma is kosher l'shechita, albeit b'diyev. Not surprisingly, this stam mishnah that has no one that argues with it in the Gemara is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Yerideya Simen Aleph Sif Tes says Suma lo yishchot lechatchila Elim kein acherim royin oisnei ve'im shachat shchitasa ikshera. So this halacha psuka of the mishnah in Chulin Dafid Gimel Amid Beis is also a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. In Yerideya, Hilcha Shechita, Simen Aleph Siftes. Reb Kiva Eiger, in his Agoyis on this halacha, asks a kushya mifursamis. Kiva Eiger says, we know there's a shita in Shas, it's the shita of Reb Yehuda, ironically, who holds that a suma is potem in a mitzvah. Great Reb Kiva Eiger, the Beis Yosef in the north says that we're chayish l'shitas Reb Yehuda l'halacha. It's based on a Rabbeinu Yeruchim who says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Beis Yosef says that even though we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and of course assume as chayv and mitzvahs, but at the same time, michash miyabayi, and it's for that reason, in areas of halacha, we're always chayish for the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that assume as patim and mitzvahs. If that's the case, for Rabbi Kiva Eiger, how could the Mechaber paskin? How could the Beis Yosef say that assume albeit b'dieved, albeit if acher maroyin oisai, is a ladashach. To the extent that we have to be chayish to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that assumes potem in a mitzvah, if he's potem in a mitzvah, it means he's not a bar zvicha. And if he's not a bar zvicha, then hoder dino, he's like an oivit kechavim, and an oivit kechavim, that was the mishnah in yesterday's daf, shchitas oivit kechavim is nevela. So if that's the case, how could the Shulchan Aruch say that assumes a ladashach? L'chayro, l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda that assumes potem in a mitzvah, assuma doesn't need shchita. If he doesn't need shchita, he's mamish like an oivit kechavim. If he's like an oivit kechavim, that means he's not a bar zvicha. If he's not a bar zvicha, so that means he's not led a shech, and his shchita should be shchitas nevela. Azoy freik Reb Kiva Eiger, a kushya atzum, says Reb Kiva Eiger, it's muchach from here. A yisoy that tachreim talk about in different places, and that is that even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that assume is potem in a mitzvah, it's only from mitzvah saseh, it's not from mitzvah loy saseh. And if you hold that assume is really chayv in mitzvah loy saseh, so it comes out he has the lav of nevela. He might not have the assay of shchita, and we can clear if he has the lav abba michlal assay of shchita, but the loy saseh of nevela that he certainly has. And being that he has the lav of nevela, Zokrab Kiveger, he's a bar zvichav, he's a bar zvichav, it's for that reason. It's, and Zokrab Kiveger, this is a raya she'eno of tshuva l'anias daiti to the shittas that hold that even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that sumas potem in a mitzvah, it just means that a sumas potem from mitzvah saseh, but avada he's going to be chayv a mitzvah lo saseh. This Reb Kiva Eiger is a mefursim dig Reb Kiva Eiger. Last machzor we had two raid bites on this Reb Kiva Eiger. I was thinking about Reb Kiva Eiger yesterday, it mamish bothered me. I mamish don't understand Reb Kiva Eiger. I mamash don't understand it. Hashem Yoreina. Reb Kivega had a halach in Shulchan Aruch that says Asum is a lad of shecht. Reb Kivega, according to Reb Yehuda, Asum is not a bar zvicha. And if Asum is not a bar zvicha, so why is a suma a lad of shecht? Why is a cher shayt v'katan a lad of shecht? A cher shayt v'katan are also potem in a mitzvah, because they're not b'nei zvicha. Reb Yehuda's suma potem in a mitzvah is more than a cheresh shayt of a katan than an ab patam in a mitzvah, and a filu hachi, a cheresh shayt of a katan are allowed a shech. Now, why? That's the truvus noy, the Yehuda, that's the shach in Siman Aleph, kamakumas in the shtabru to be miyashiv, why a cheresh shayt of a katan are allowed a shech, and why don't we say that a cheresh shayt of a katan are considered to be nap nezvicha? So, if that's the case, vos outrap kiveg, you would assume. Kiveg has a chab. Koint Rabbi Yehuda Sumas Potem in a mitzvah, so why is the Sumas Lair Shecht? He's not a bar zvicha. That's mamish tonight the Yehuda's kasha in the first tshuva in Madur Tanyana. That's the Shach in Yerideya, Hilcha Shechita, Siman Aleph, Sif Chav Zayin. This is what the Tvua Shor discusses in Siman Aleph in Sifkat Mem Tes. What the Prima Gadim discusses in his Psicha Kaileles in Chelik Bey, Sifkat and Gil. All the Gdei Lechreinim discuss this famous Shaila. So what's did Reb Kiva Eiger find in the halacha of Suma that all of a sudden at the Gahat HaGreis HaKnech? L'maisa, chipasti, umatzasi. It's a sefer, it's called Shchita Schulen. It was written by Rabbi Somer Garbus, Shlita, the great Goyin of Bnei Brak. And on this Mishnah, this is what he says. B'chidush Reb Kiva Eger, Kosav lo yichiach mikan, da'aflu Rabbi Yehuda desfiri lay desumer patim en ha-mitzvahs, mikom mokim yesh lo yisurim, de'ilav hochi, amai shchi tosek shera, holav bar zvichahu, adkan, v'lo yzochisi lo hovin kushiyosoy, de'ma huk shel ha-goyin Reb Kiva Eger misuma, tvei micher shoyta, de'shchi tosek shera, afo gafta lo yimuzorin, and then he fears always v'doik. So I don't know what v'doik means, but zokta v'lo yzochisi lo hovin kushiyosoy, baruch shakivanti. But I thought about it. I think the kash is a toys. Yechim Yashiv, such Reb Kiva Eger. This is a Reb Kiva Eger that's mitzvah Yashiv. I think it's poshet mamash, what Reb Kiva Eger means. And that is, why is it that a Chereshoit v'katan are considered to be a bar zvicha? I Chereshoit v'katan apotem in our mitzvahs. So we spoke yesterday from the Neid of Yehuda, that the Neid of Yehuda said that the reason is, because in as much as a Chereshoit v'katan apotem in our mitzvahs, and that's why you find a katan is even not considered a bar kshira in the world of Stam, Erechaim, Simon, Lamites, but at the same time, there's a lav of Lois Achilum. And because there's a lav of Lois Achilum, so it's for that reason, he's considered to be in the parsha of Zvicha, because even though he himself, the Cheresh and the Shoit and the Katan, are not Muzer Kishal Atzman, to not be able to go ahead and eat Nevela, but at the same time, Gedolim are Muzer to make sure that the Ktanim are going to eat. And by the way, we didn't speak to that yesterday, but that's Pashat, it's Mavur from the Neid of Yehuda, that this halach of Leis Achilim is not only true for a Katan, right? Even though it's always Lahazer Gedolim al Ktanim. You see, it's true for a Cheresh and it's true for a Shaita as well. And the reason is because if it's only true for a Katan, then the Neid of Yehuda only answered a third of the Kasha, right? The Kasha is all Cheresh, Shaitas, and Katans are Kasha to Shrech, albeit if you check off all the right boxes, what do you mean? They're not Bnei Zvicha, the Teres is Leis Achilim. One second, that's all good Lahazer Gedolim al Ktanim. But what's going to be with a cherish and a shaita? It's muchach mefurish in the Neid of Yehuda that this is the way it is. And the emes is, we spoke out years ago an epic tshuva from the Hilchos Am Sofer, and this is in Aruchaim Sim Pei Gimel. It's one of the tshuvas am mefursamos where there was a shaita and there was an etza maybe for this shaita to have a refuah by sending him to some rehab facility. The problem is they were going to serve him non-kosher meat, and the Chassam Sofer wrote a whole tshuva whether it's okay, it's not okay. It's a niflidig tshuva. And Toich Dvorov, he says, one thing, bevadai kol she'anu muzarim al ketani b'nei Yisrael, anu muzarim nami al chere shayte v'katan, dekrod aloi sachivum lahazir ha-mitzuvim al she'ene mitzuvim yiye katan o yiye shayte. It's a mefurish chassam sofer. And the emes is, I looked around a little bit, I found that the Beis Yosef in the end of Yerideh Simen Kufnan Zayin brings it mefurish b'shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It comes from the Rishonim, but it's muchach, it jumped off the night of Yehudi yesterday. But the bottom line is, so that's poshet, that there's a love of lois achilum when it comes to a cheresh shayt of a katan. And the night of Yehuda said, that's the beer. Why we view a cheresh shayt of a katan as being bar zvicha. And we mentioned yesterday that really this night of Yehuda is a shach. And even though the Shach's a little bit sawsome, but in Simon Aleph's of Katan Chav Zayin, the Shach seems to be saying what the Neid of Yehuda is saying. And if you take a look at the Prima Gadim, who is a contemporary of the Neid of Yehuda, the Prima Gadim says, Mefurish, was the Shachot gemeint, is was the Neid of Yehuda. I mean, he doesn't quote the Neid of Yehuda, but he says this far. It's because of Yevamos Kuf Yudalev. It's based on the love of Lois Achilum. So the Yisoid of why a Cher Shait of Katan are considered Bar Zvicha, it's because of the fact that there's a love of Lois Achilum. So here's the Shaila. Does a shaita have loisach? Does a suma, the Rabbi Yehuda, have loisachilim? So my muscle rishon, shady, and shlishi was, of course, why wouldn't he have loisachilim? But I think it's a tois gadol. I think it's a tois atzom. You know why? What's the whole yisoid of loisachilim? The yisoid of loisachilim is, there's a cher shait of a katan. We would love for a cher shait of a katan to be chayv and mitzvahs. Nor vas, we're pattering him. Why are we pattering? He doesn't have das. A cher shait of a katan don't have the das to be nizer in tayag mitzvahs. And because they don't have the das to be nizer in tayag mitzvahs, it's for that reason the Torah exempted them from tayag mitzvahs. Stating that, there's a musik of Lois Achilum. And Lois Achilum says, lahazer agdailum alakdanim, with the katan and the, like Yehuda Chassam Sofer say, the cheresh and shoita as well, where they don't have das to be nizer by themselves, so we have a responsibility and we have an obligation to go ahead and be responsible for them. Lahazer agdailum alakdanim. We wish they would keep tayag mitzvahs. Novos, they don't know how to. So there's an inyan of loisachim. Now, why is it only true for loisaseis and not aseis? You know, we said over for Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Aris, he says, sorichim, shamati lechalik ben aseiv loisaseis. I'm not really sure what the chilik is. By the way, what we didn't mention yesterday is the Trumas Hadashin says a very simple pshat. He says that when a person does a loisaseis, there's a chash. Now, when you get older, you'll continue to do the loisaseis. By an aseiv, there's no, based on a Loshan Agamar and Shabbos, Xer Shem Yisrach. By a loisaseis, there's a chash Shem Yisrach. By an aseiv, there's not. We spoke out, maybe it's related to the Gemara and Yumalamites, the Machshav of Mesach. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the whole yisoid of leisachilim is we have a chereshayt of a katan that are fartig yidden. We want them very much to be able to keep Torah mitzvahs. Narvas, they're not pekoyach. They don't have the ability to do so. So therefore, leisachilim lahazak doylem alaktanim. Asuma afilu aliba the Rabbi Yehuda has das. He could take care of himself. He doesn't know what to take care of him. He could take care of himself. And afilu hachi, Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that assumes patam in amitzvahs. So if Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that assumes patam in amitzvahs, despite the fact that he could take care of himself, what does that mean? It means he's patam in amitzvahs. So what are you going to tell me? There's a lois achilim lahazak doyom. It doesn't even make any sense. You can't even say it. Why would there be a lois achilim? Someone that we be'etim want should keep Torah mitzvahs. None of us, he can't be nizir in Torah mitzvahs. So there's a inyan of leisachilim lahazar agdeilim alaktanim. A suma could take care of himself with Torah mitzvahs. But the Torah said, afilu achi, you're potter. What, so I'm potter if to eat nevela, but you can't feed me nevela? Makes no sense. There's no avana. If the Torah doesn't care about me eating nevela, so why would the Torah have a problem with somebody else feeding me nevela? The whole point is, by the chereshayt of a katan, the way we touch him up, is not that the Torah doesn't care if he eats nevela, he just can't be nizer because he's not a bar das. So good. Why lavin and essen? Good, that's the rate. But the bottom line is, we care about him as a result where he can't be nizer. Kumtz again lois achilim, it says he should be nizer. Oh, but tzizogin asedo alav from lois achilim by a shoyta, by a suma alibid Rabbi Yehuda is mamish bilti mufin. Why would that be the case? The Torah doesn't have a problem with him eating the nevela, but the Torah has a problem with lois achilim. You worried about the issues of love, and then you worried about the issues of love. Elamai, you're not worried. Why? Good. That's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass Rabbi Yehuda, but whatever. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So avivul that shitas Rabbi Yehuda. This is talking lois achilim. If there's no lois achilim, it's posh. It doesn't mean Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega knew chereshayt of a katan. He knew chereshayt of a katan. He knew the night of Yehuda, the svar of the night of Yehuda. It's posh. He knew it's a shach. We, the prima god, don't learn up the shach. These are Kivega's marim mekaymas always. Rabbi Kivega knows all this raid. Avad Rabbi Kivega knew that chereshayt of a katan is considered a bar zvicha. Why? Because of lois achilim. But what's a ge'art Rabbi Kivega was that I don't think suma the Rabbi Yehuda has a lois achilim. I. What do you mean? It's not only true for katan. It's also true for cherish for shaita. Kimavur and chuvas night be yehuda. Kimavur and chuvas chasam sefer. It's really based on b'shem rabbeinu yeruchim. Yeah, but atzad hashavah shebehen is that the reason they're potim in our mitzvahs is because they're not bnei das. And being that it's because they're not bnei das, memela they don't have the love. Memela they are be'etzim shaykh to mitzvahs. Not because they don't know how to be nizel. Hazak doylem alaktanim. There's a music of leisachilim, but a sumu can take care of himself. Even just the whole concept of telling a person, be careful, don't feed this suma. Suma can take care of himself, right? It's a daita de nafshe, even when you are Michael him in almost every single case. The whole concept of leis achilam is a little built-in movement when it comes to a suma, and it could be the whole Reb Kiva Eger was coming noch the noide behuda, noch the shach in the prima gadim, noch all this raid. And that's what Reb Kiva Eger said, I understand cheresh noite v'katam. What I don't understand is why would a suma be different? I was discussing this yesterday with Yedidi, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Lipschitz, and he said, Ulai, maybe you can bring a raya from Tosfos and Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos says a very famous chiddush. He says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds sumas patim in our mitzvahs, but he's chayv in mitzvahs to Rabbanon. Right, that's what Tosfos says, and Tosfos is Lashon is like this: Venira, da'afagaf the potter Rabbi Yehuda suma mikol mitzvahs, mikol makam midrabanan chayev. Da'afagaf the isha miftir of a mitzvah seishes mangaroma v'loy mechayev afilu midrabanan. Right, women are potter from mitzvah seishes mangaroma. You don't find that chayev midrabanan mishum sheyesh mitzvah is harbi the mechayev b'hu, because they have other mitzvahs that they're chayev in. Avol suma ipatris le mikol a mitzvahs afilu midrabanan imkain havelei k'moy nochri she'enoy noyeg b'toyras yis. If you're not going to tell him that he's chayv mitzvah rabbanan, he's mamash a goy. If there's a loisachimum when it comes to a suma, does it pass to say that he's a nachri she'enoy noyag boy b'toyris yisrael klal? Either way, it's just a ha'ara. But I think as it relates to pshat and Reb Kiveya, I think it's poshet ad l'moed. Reb Kiveya held that the cherishot of a katan are considered bar zvicha because of the fact that there's a lava loisachilim. Reb Kiveya is being megalot to us. And this shtickle is that there's no loisachilim when it comes to a suma. What would be the svar? I think the svar is pashit. By a cherishot of a katan, where the reason that potter is because they don't have das, so there it makes sense lahazar agdoyle malaktanim. But the suma hotoch das. The suma could take care of himself. And I feel uhochi. So what? Because now you have a gadol that has das and he knows to be careful for you. If I don't have to be careful for myself, why do you have to be careful for me? It's something that's mechusar avano, elamai shteita in suma, a different reason. It's suma, there's another knetch over here. You have to say a suma is considered a bar zvicha for something a little more fundamental. So Reb Kiveya, a raya berura to the shittas that hold that a suma is chayev and loisase. If a suma is chayev and loisase, again, bossy rak la'ira, just to throw out a little bit of raid, we are going to stop here.